Hare Krishna. So first of all, I want to congratulate you and give my best wishes for the Nurses Day today. And your question is, how to use Bhaktivedanta Hospital spiritual knowledge to overcome professional crisis in nursing? And your question?
The crisis are going to come within few days on the nursing profession.
Acha, like what?
Decision what the government has taken.
Huh, what is that?
At present, nursing is having a separate body.
Huh.
We have our own council, we are conducting the exam, we are having the registration.
Hmm.
But now government wants to take over the of conducting exam and everything with the technical board.
Acha.
And we have started our fight against this.
Hare Krishna.
We don't want to go with the technician and all. We are our separate body and we are capable of handling our own professional things. So already the fight is started from 7 and next week this fight will be more and more.
Hare Krishna.
Yes. This is not fight with small organization. Now we have to fight
with government.
The government or we have to go to the court.
Yeah. To maintain your own identity.
Yeah.
And her question.
So nursing profession is not what was 25 or 50 years back.
Yes, yes, no doubt about it.
And once it will go with the technical, once it will then we are going to degrade and we don't want that.
If government wins, what happens? What will happen?
All corruption, everything, and if the capable people are not there, how they are going to conduct our exam? What they know about the nursing.
So they want to take charge from your hands to their hands.
Yeah.
Of the nursing whole thing.
Complete
quality.
Nursing, and they want to keep the council only for registration.
For namesake.
So what is happening in medical admission, medical exams and everything will start coming in nursing.
So
I'm not telling that
they want to
is not there, sir. The corruption is everywhere, but at least it is at less level.
They want to remove all teeth of the tiger.
You want to fight again, right?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
How are you? Aaj Nurses Day pe bahut zyada kripa ho rahi hai. Zyada samay mat lagao. Zyada samay nahi hai aapko andar aane ke liye. Jaldi aana hai. So, so today we'll talk about nurses specifically because today is Nurses Day. When the dietitian is here, she'll be talking about nursing. Because ultimately, spiritual principles are for everybody the same. Whether it is nursing or whether it is electrical job or whether it is housekeeping or house HR, human relationships, whatever it is, whether it is accounts. Spiritual principles remain same because whether you are accountant or not, whether you are nurse or not, you are ultimately a spirit soul. So her question was also that what is the message for nurses today? So what I would like to tell basically is that basically the nursing profession is a motherly profession. That everybody has to understand first. Whether you are working in nursing, clinical nursing or teaching nursing or whether you are working as a clerk in teaching nursing institute. Like our Kamalakshi is there, Sakshi. She is working as a librarian in nursing school. So she is not coming in touch with the patients or students in one sense. But still, like Jayavan Sankhe is working in housekeeping supervisor, senior supervisor in housekeeping. Is that right?
Assistant
or what now?
Assistant manager.
Housekeeping, Jayavan Sankhe from Palghar. So nice to hear. Better positions. But ultimately, they are working in the hospital. In a industry where people come with pain. You are dealing with people coming with pain on diet point of view, right? Some people are connected with teaching the nurses how to treat patients when they become nurses. So we are teaching them. So ultimately we are all here to serve the patient. That is our basic profession. And nursing profession is a motherly profession because there are 7 mothers which are explained in scriptures. I have told here many times, but I would like to tell again, and you can also write down again for a matter of revision. First mother is our mother, who has given birth from her womb. That's count. Second mother is Mother Earth, who maintains us by her crops and her fruits and flowers. Third mother is the mother of the wife of a king, king's wife, Rajmata. Fourth mother is the wife of a guru, Guru Mata. Fifth mother is what? Go Mata, the cow who gives us milk. Sixth mother is, anyone remember? Sixth one? Okay, king wife, okay. Always I forget one. But seventh mother is nurse. That you have to understand. The point I want to bring it to you is, the seventh mother is nurse because mother serves the child irrespective of food, sleep, or any other shelter or facility or not. Mother will not take...
Dhatri means nurse.
Dhatri means nurse, correct. So I will tell you the sixth one also a little later. Huh? Who? No. I will tell you. Guru Mata, Raj Mata, and Go Mata, Prithvi, no. I forget one. I'll tell you the sixth one. Anyways, so why mother is concerned, nurse is compared to the mother? Because she also is supposed to serve the patient like a mother. Because patient comes and takes shelter in you. He doesn't know you. He's not introduced to you at all. He just comes to unknown situations. No. I will tell you. Dahi is the name. Dahi is like nurse only. Dhatri. Anyways, so we'll come to that point. So, what I was saying? So, he takes shelter of you irrespective of knowing you or not knowing you. He submits himself to you. In fact, he submits his full body to you. Now you prick me, take blood out, cut me, take instruments out, organs out, whatever you want to do, I am with you. I am under your care. With full faith, without knowing you, he submits you, submit himself under your care. So that's why all the more, because of the surrender, because of the submission of his own self to you, you nurses have to give motherly care. And those who are teaching nurses, nurse tutors or in teaching profession, they have to teach your students to become mother. So for that reason, they have to be motherly very much. To the students first, at least, if not to the patients. They have to be motherly to the students by nature, and they have to teach to become mother for the patients to their students. It is a very important profession. It's not just knowledge, it's not just the skills that you learn in operation theater, in oncology, in ICU, in NICU, or in OPD, or whatever you are doing, in operation theater or anything. What is important is how you do it. We always say one important line which all of you can remember is that don't nurse with your hands, nurse with your heart. Nursing with hands is a great different thing than nursing with the heart. And this is what we are here actually for. Whether we are nursing people as a dietitian or as a nurse or a doctor or anything, we have to nurse the people with heart. And heart means soul. Heart means God. Because God and heart, God and soul both reside in the heart. So when we say we are nursing from the heart, that means we are nursing on behalf of the Lord. The way Lord will like to treat the patient, that way we will like to treat our patients on behalf of the Lord. As much as Lord would like to care, we would like to care for the patient. And we have to inculcate these qualities. Otherwise, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, nursing school has no other meaning. We wanted nursing school here so that we can teach people how to inculcate spiritual values in the nursing profession and become a perfect nurse. And to do that, if you need authority, if you need domain, if you need control, first we have to teach our subordinates and ourselves how to become mother in nursing. And then your voice will be heard by the Lord, because you are doing nursing now on His behalf. Not only to earn money, or not only to make progress, or not only to, you know, generate money and some position for yourself. It comes by the way. By the way, like I just addressed Revan Sankey as senior supervisor, but he told me he is assistant manager. So that automatically is coming up. She was a clerk before, now she is assistant manager. Huh? So these things just come with time. You may not have to struggle for it. It just comes by the dint of our karma, it comes. It comes. Someday you are a student and child, now you are wife of somebody. This happens. In the course of time, you make that progress and something goes on happening. But if you want to inculcate spiritual values, you have to work for it. So, spiritual principles of service, of tolerance, of patience, of respect is very important in nursing. Tolerance, because patient is not coming to enjoy picnic over here. He is always irritated, he is always in pain, he is always suffering, he is always complaining. He is always unhappy with something going on in the body. He is not coming in normal conditions. So you have to be tolerant to that. No? Your patient will say, I don't want to eat this food, I don't have any taste, this is boring food for you, for me. He will tell you, but he is not in normal conditions to tell you, oh, food is so nice over here. Neither you are serving 5-star food here with 56 items at your cuisine. So everybody is expected to be here irritable. Expected to be only irritable. So you are expected to be tolerant to that irritability of the patient. And respectfulness, because you have to understand whether it's a black or a white or a rich or poor or good looking or bad looking, he is ultimately a part and parcel of the Lord. He is coming to you as human being, taking shelter of you for service. Whether he comes to take the bill in the end or whether he comes to take admission in the beginning. Ultimately, you are serving the patient. He is in pain. You are supposed to be tolerant. If he is shouting at the line, I am very sick, give me number, why I am standing in this line, please help me, so much big line is there. Yeah, he is supposed to be in pain, so he will make noise. So, I said respectfulness, because if I say, he is a free patient, he is a deluxe patient, he is a good patient, he is a bad patient, he is a khakdo patient, he is a uncooperative patient. This is what if I start defining, then he will say, you are a khado staff, you are not a good staff. He will immediately label you also. If you label him, he will label you, because any lot of labels are available in the market. They can put on you immediately. So if we see that he is in different condition, we become empathic. We go in his shoes and think, what is his condition? Then your thinking will change. And more kind you become, the more satisfied the patient becomes. He knows he is suffering, but if he gets a care with kindness, na, immediately, even if he is not getting well fast, he becomes satisfied, because he appreciates your kindness, and through kindness he starts healing also faster. So service attitude has to be there, because I always say that if you do not have service attitude, don't come to medical field. You go to engineering, go to software, go to lakdi ka vakhar, go to steel industry, wherever you want to go, you go. Whether machines are there is no need of service there. I mean, attitude. Only machines are there, matter is there. There is no living entity there. But medical industry means only human beings and only suffering. People expect you to serve. They come to you expecting you that you will take care of me and you will help me to get well. The service attitude has to be there. Respect has to be there. When you treat people, you should not differentiate. He is a poor person from the street and he is a 5-star person from 1.5 crore rupees flat. Is he a deluxe patient going to pay me a large amount, or is he going to be free patient from the village of Zawar, from medical camps? We shouldn't have the differentiation. Our duty is to serve, and we should have a dignity of service, that when he comes to me, I will serve him like this. This is my standard of service. It is not changing as per the standard of the patient's finances. Like Raja ke ghar mein jayenge khana khane ko na, to Raja will give you lunch from his standard. He will not give you lunch from your standard. Ki wo aadmi to chawal mein se aaya to usko roti chawal khila do. Wo aadmi bangle se aaya to usko chappan bo khila do. He will not say that. He will feed you from his standard. Whatever his standard of eating, he will feed you when you go to him. So like that, you should be like that. You should have your high standard of service. Whether a beggar comes to you, whether a 5-star man comes to you, you should serve him from your point of view, from your standard. And then I said, patience. Because you expect patient to thank you immediately after you serve him. He will take time to get well. And sometimes he may not thank you. But you have to keep serving in selfless way. Whether he thanks you or not. Of course, we require encouragement by thank you. But nonetheless, sometimes they don't do. They are thinking, they are so much absorbed in their illness. You know, in pediatrics, the mother is so much absorbed. That day you were taking blood of that baby. The mother was sitting and crying there. Where is the baby? Where is the baby? Can I take him now? Can I take him now? So she, in that, she was crying and eager to take the baby in her hands. She may forget to say thank you to you. After at home, she will remember, hey, I didn't say thank you, little sister. She was so nice to me. But she is so absorbed in the pain of the baby that she forgets to thank you. But nonetheless, she was serving her so nicely explaining to her. So whether thank you or not thank you, we should not fail in giving our quality standard of service to patients. So I said, respectfulness, patience, tolerance, kindness. The nurse is not kind. I don't think she's a nurse only. If you know how to give good injections, how to assist nicely in operation, but if you are minus kindness, it is actually as good as not being a nurse only. It's like a turner and fitter. What he does is only deals with machine. He has a hammer, he has a screwdriver, he has some machines to drill. That's what he is. That's why he doesn't have any heart. The machines doesn't have a heart, no? They don't have heart. So people who are dealing with machines, they are very mechanical in nature. People who are dealing with human beings, they are very humane in nature. They are supposed to be humane in nature, so kind in nature. Fortunately, we are in connection with human beings. But they respond, no? At least they may forget to say thank you to you, but their face tells you if they are happy or unhappy, grateful, not grateful. They will express to you immediately back. Good food to you give, then you will say thank you, or you will be happy. Mother will be happy when child eats in the hospital well. There are so many things are there because we are people. We are dealing with human beings who have emotions, who have responsive nature. So the key point is, if I say mother, then everything that a mother has is very immediately knowledgeable to you. You immediately know what I mean. When you say mother, what all attributes mother has, tell me.
Kindness.
Kindness is there already.
Yeah,
patience. Oh, so much patience is there. So much. Unlimited patience is there.
Huh?
Care, love, and?
Affection.
Affection, sneha. And?
No return, nothing.
No expectation of returns. Mother, ever your 6-month child say thank you to you? Your 3-year-old child say thank you to you, mama? He will. Now you have trained him. But 6 months age when she was passing stool, urine simultaneously, vomiting simultaneously, fully soiled with vomit, stool, urine, everything. You are cleaning day and night. He is saying, thank you, mama. So nice of you. I did all treating together, but still you are cleaning me. No, he doesn't say that. So mother doesn't expect anything in return. So really selfless. What else the mother has? Quality?
At your service.
There is no duty hours, 9 to 5. 5 o'clock ke baad mein you pass stool or urine on your own.
No car punch.
No. No duty hours. Mother means no duty hours. Yes, Madhurabhya? On duty hours? You ask her. She is fresh now. She will tell you what a mother means. Huh? Even if she is here, her heart is there with her child. There is another quality of mother. She may be anywhere in the world. Like the tortoise. Hmm. Tortoise is supposed to hatch his eggs by meditation only. Tortoise is somewhere else and the eggs are somewhere else. And tortoise simply meditates on the eggs and the eggs grow and babies are born. Just by meditation. Love of the heart. That's how the chicken. A hen sits on the eggs 21 days and the baby comes out. The tortoise meditates on the eggs and babies are born. This is nature. So, wherever you are always meditating when my child is coming home, when he is going to go, now which class is he, when he is going to come back, what about his breakfast and from there he is going to go where. Everything is, your child is always in your mind wherever you go. What else is the quality of mother? Sacrifice. Always sacrifice. Always. And there is no hesitation. No one is telling the mother, that you should be sacrificing, you are a mother, you should do this. No one tells the mother. Mother is by nature, from within she is sacrificing constantly, without anybody is preaching or anything. Mother is not sacrificing, she is not a mother only. Like there are some Western mothers are there, they just drop their baby next day and go to work for career. What else mother has quality? Think of yourself and tell. You all are mothers. So what I am trying to tell you is, by good luck, all of your mothers, anybody is not mother here? I am married or something. Everybody is a mother. You are just married. Okay, fine. You are still going to be mother. You are still to be mother. But most of you are mothers, right? And also Shailesh and Devan, they are also fathers. So you have to just think what you are as a mother and just connect it with your nursing. That's it. Simple. Now what we are doing is, when we come here, we remove the first cap and wear a second cap. Right now I am coming from home, I was a wife of somebody at home. I come here and I keep the cap down and I put a nurse's cap. So my wife's cap and a nurse's cap is different. Now you have to make the wife's cap and nurse's cap one cap. So you will immediately know what to do at nursing profession. When you come here, you will immediately know what is to be done. Now we are separating our mother's role and nurse's role when we come here. Is that right? It's like by the nature of what is such that immediately you switch off and switch on. But as she asked me, what is the message for nurses today? It is simply that what you are at home as a towards your child, you just become the same thing to your patient here. Then you will see, you don't have to be coached for anything. Whatever you are to your child, if you try to be the same with your patient, then you are a successful nurse. Everybody agrees with that? It's very, very simple formula. So try and inculcate your motherly nature in service to your patients. Like Jena is working in OT, right? Now also OT? No, not okay. Before you are working in OT. In operation theatre, you know, there is so much of anxiety in the patient's mind. You are going to strip him off, remove all his clothes, you know, whatever part you want to operate, you are going to expose it, put some blown liquid, then from colorless liquid and some liquid which is burning, some liquid which is cold. No, I am talking about a layman. I don't know what you are putting. It's sometimes feeling cold, sometimes feeling hot, sometimes it is brown, sometimes it is, you know, on the shaved part it is burning, you are scrubbing, and sometimes foam is coming out, sometimes foam is taken out and then the spirit is put. I don't know what all things are happening. And he is just looking, you know. And you are saying this, keep your hand here, look there, look, close your eyes, whatever you are giving instructions. It's totally unknown activities you are doing to him. And then doctor comes and puts a cuff here and then starts inflating the cuff and start injecting some medicine, take IV, and gradually you are knocked off and then you wake up after some time and something pain is going on here, you are drowsy, this, that, and your sister is talking to you. So is it not a very difficult situation when you go? Even if you are a nurse, you know everything what's going to happen to you. You are fully aware what is going to be operation with you, and but still when you go to a operation theatre, even if you are fully aware of situation, still you are anxious or not. You all have delivered babies, na? And before you delivered your babies, you must have delivered so many babies in your profession. But when you went to deliver your baby, you are still different. It's a memorable event for you also. I went to the hospital to deliver my baby. Such an eventful activity, you know. So whether you know or don't know, the hospital activity is always a very anxiety-full activity. So much you expect from the nurse that time who is around you. She should talk to me nicely, she should explain to me, she should be kind to me, and look at me with some affection, not rudely, curtly, with rude eyes. At least listen to my complaints when I have some complaints. That's why I always urge that all of you must be sometimes on the hospital bed. It's not a curse, it's just a good wish for you. That you should get admitted. All doctors and all nurses must get admitted in the hospital to understand what the patient thinks when he is lying on the bed looking at the ceiling. What is his mind? what is going on in his mind to understand and what does he expect. And also sometimes, please, I don't wish bad for you, but sometimes you should be also admitted in Timbuktu hospital. Matlab, God forsaken place, unknown place, where you go and you happen to be there in some unknown place, na, that time you are in the worst situation. You don't know anybody, you don't want to be anytime sick in that place, but you are somehow on tour there and you got sick and you got admitted there. And then what anxiety you have, you don't have to explain. You go to Timbuktu and you get sick there, then you don't know what's happening. What if you get sick in Leh and you go there? Huh? Ladakh.
I had an experience in Rishikesh for 2 years. He fell sick and he had such a horrible experience. Mm. From there, I called up Dr. Sankey and then he gave me the medications available over there, 2-3 options.
Mm.
And with just telephonic consultation, he was okay.
So you can imagine, as a mother, when you expect some service in unknown places, you may be expert nurse yourself also, but you are in unknown place and you expect some service from others to you. How much expectations do you have for your child, for your patient, for yourself also? So we have to be empathic by nature only. Empathic means you have to think of the patient from his point of view only, and then only you give treatment. Not give treatment from your point of view. You think from here, his shoes, from his angle, from his point of view, and then give treatment. And I tell you, if you do this here, wherever you go in the world, God will help you. Because you have done this kind of service to your patients. If you need that service wherever you go, unknown place, God will provide you kind nurse, kind doctor that time. This is all experienced by devotees, by the way. It's all known. When you serve others, you get good service whenever you go, wherever you go. When you people help people when they are in too much dire difficulty, unknown situations, you go in unknown situations, they will help you. People will somehow. I remember one time my motorcycle got damaged in some highway in Mathura. And Mathura mean night time when your motorcycle gets damaged, that means either you have to get robbed or somebody will come and rob your scooter only and take it away, or anything can happen. They will rob your pocket or. And I was just wondering, in the middle of the night, in the highway, in the jungle, suddenly a boy came up from there. He said, "Yes, yes, Prabhuji, main kar sakta hun ye kaam." I was still worried, ki what happens now? He may be a gunda also. He just, 2 minutes mein he repaired my motorcycle and I went away. And again I don't know where he went. He just got, somewhere he went in darkness, I don't know. So I thought, only Lord Krishna only must have come to help me in the middle of the night. There's one devotee called, forgot his name. He was sitting in Jagannath Puri ocean that time, and he got diarrhea, very severe diarrhea, severe dysentery, you know. He was passing so much of liquid that he could not get up only from this position. So much he was hypotensive. And suddenly one man came in the middle of the night. He helped him. So he said, "You cannot be anybody else but the Lord." He said, "Who can come in the middle of the night? And God, in the middle of the night, in the dark area, in the unknown area, at the bank of the ocean, who will come except you, my Lord? By faith that you came to help me." So rather he may come himself, he may come in somebody else's form, but he will come to help you. And so whenever anybody expects service from you, you should provide that service to him. Because naturally, 100%, you will go in a situation sometimes where you will need service or you will be helpless. So when you help people who are in helpless condition, when you become helpless, you will be helped by the Lord. 100%. So never ever give up an opportunity to helping a person who is in helpless condition, who is looking up to you to serve him. Never deny a person when he expects some service from you. If you may not be able to do it, something, somebody expects 1 crore rupees from you, you may not be able to do it. But whatever you can do, you must do. Offer yourself. That's why when Arjun came from Dwarka, Arjun came to Dwarka back, he was looking very morose. So his brother asked him, "What happened to you?" He asked many questions to him, which can make a person look morose. And one of the questions was there anybody who came to you and you couldn't help him? none of the questions. Of many questions that he asked, all the questions are given in Bhagavatam. Or Dharmaraj asked, did you do this, did you do this, did you do... One of the questions was, did anybody come to you for help and you couldn't help him? Did any woman come to you for protection, you could not protect her? Like that, many questions he asked. So one of them was this. And believe me, if you can help somebody, and if you don't help that person, if you can help them, help that person, then naturally a time will come to you when you need help, people will just look at you and go away. Really, it's a horrible feeling. Very horrible feeling. Lately a devotee fell down in Bhubaneswar station because of high sugar level unknown. Diabetic ketoacidosis, and he fell unconscious on the railway track. He fell down from the train. He didn't know only what happened to him. And his whole skull from here to here just bifurcated. At 12 in the midnight. There were people on the station, many people were there. Nobody came to help him. And he remained unconscious for a long time. Then he woke up. He saw everybody looking at him. Nobody is coming forward. He got up himself. He took out his gamcha. He tied up his head with all big wound from here to here, right from behind to front. Totally open. He got up from there. He climbed the platform. He climbed the stairs. Got down the stairs. Took rickshaw. I went to Bhubaneswar temple, which is about 15 kilometers. And then the devotees saw him. And they took him to hospital and he was stitched. You can imagine his feelings, what he must be going through for such a long time till he met somebody who could take him to hospital, give him some first glass of water to fetch his hypotension, whatever. We should never go under this situation anytime in life. And here in the hospital, people will all give you the opportunity to serve them when they are in need. And you do your job nicely, na? God will always help you wherever you go in the world. It is my personal feeling also and experience also. You help people, people will help you. And regarding the fight that madam was talking about, you will be successful only when your heart is pure in connection with God. Then God will hear your prayers and God will give you success. If your motive is clean and pure, then by this we will uplift the dignity of nursing and give quality of nursing to people through our teaching or through our coaching, then your prayer will be heard by the Lord. If there is no motivation in your heart for this fight, that there is no selfish motivation. The motivation is that by doing this, by keeping the authority of nursing with nursing body only, and the quality will be maintained, people will be trained well, and then nursing profession will grow nicely in a good manner, then your prayers will be heard by the Lord. So what is the meaning of spirituality, principles of spirituality helping in professional crisis? When you develop this kind of attitude and this kind of demeanor, this kind of approach with spiritually based understanding, then all your activity become devotional service. It doesn't become fight in the court. Whether you fight in the court or shoot an arrow in the war or travel in the train, every activity becomes devotional service. And what is the art of spiritual life? Art of spiritual life is to make your activities, whatever you do, turn into spiritual activity. Turn into devotional activity. Any karma that you do, turn into a karma. Turn into a karma which is only meant for the Lord. That is, you are cooking at home, you are anything that you are doing at home, all common activities, every activity, how to turn those activities into devotional service is what is bhakti all about. Whatever you do, your day-to-day activities, your way of looking, your way of talking, any simple thing, what you do when you think in, do that in God consciousness, how to do it for the mental pleasure of God, service of God, then that activity itself becomes devotion. That activity will not yield any reaction of the karma. There is no karma fall. And you will be released from the bond of karma and go back to God. The activity will not bind you by the way of reactions in this world and will not make you come back again and again in this world. So whether we are successful or not, we have to keep fighting in this mood. What Arjuna was told by Krishna, before you are fighting for yourself, now you fight for me. Fighting is same. Lifting bow and arrow and shooting, his activity is same. But he changed Arjuna's mood of fighting. first fighting was for selfish purposes. Krishna changed his mood into selfless purpose. No purpose only. Purpose is to only please the Lord. He said, Mam Anusmara Yudhyacha. So now you don't fight for yourself. Remember me and fight for my cause. Just go above from your selfish level to a transcendental level. And that is why, madam, he was successful. Not because he fought for himself, to take revenge of his wife's insult and to his exile in the forest. All this agenda was first there in the mind. Okay, my wife was insulted, we were insulted, and we were deprived of our legitimate ownership of our kingdom. So many injustice was done to us. I am fighting for that. That was his original cause of fighting. But Krishna just turned him around. He said, don't fight for these causes. Fight for dharma. Fight for the ultimate purpose of humanity. So when he fought for that purpose, all the other purposes also were fulfilled. That is the beauty of bhakti. When you fight for the highest cause, all your lower causes also are fulfilled. You don't have to fight separately for the lower causes. So that's why devotion is very important in our life. It's not just, oh, devotion is separate and my work is separate, my profession is separate, my job is separate. It's not like that. When all this becomes part of your devotion, then life is successful. There's no compartmentalization. There's only one compartment of devotion. And by the way, in that compartment, all the activities take place. So whether you being a nurse, or being an administrator, or you be a dietitian, you be anything, if you work for God, then there's one compartment only, to please the Lord. And all the activities of service becomes God conscious. So I think time is up. So we'll end here. Hare Krishna. Thank you all for coming from P.V. Doshi Hospital also. And I wish you a very happy Nurses Day. And I wish you and pray for you to, that you realize all this inner wealth of yours and put it into your practice. The wealth is already within you. You may not have just realized it, that you all are mothers, but you have not realized, oh, this motherly nature of mine I can put into my nursing profession. I wish and pray that you will be able to do this, to share your inner wealth of a mother to all your patients. Hare Krishna.